My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. What a day we had today. Talked to people on the phone, prayed with people on the phone, all abused from religion. People who have been absolutely beaten to pieces, left the church, churches rejected because of their anointing. Oh yeah, they might have some rough edges. Don't we all have rough edges? But where's the real people equipping the saints of God? Where's the real ministers who have the fruit of the Spirit that can really remove the rough edges? Is it just that the world has an unteachable spirit? Or is it just that those who've been called themselves apostles and pastors and prophets and teachers and evangelists, that they really weren't called from God because they can't equip anybody? I'm not sure what's happening to the fivefold ministry, but it looks like it's more about men building their own kingdom. If you're one of these people and you've been hurt, you want to go out and you want to witness and you want to evangelize and you want to bring them into the church, but they don't want you to bring those people in. Wow. Just think about what Jesus thinks about that. Don't bring the people to the church. What's happened to the church? Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe the mission house and the church are two different things. So let's do that. Let's start mission houses. Let's bring the people off the streets into mission houses. Let's bring the prostitute, the drunk, the alcoholic, the drug addict into a mission house. Let's start our own mission houses. Why don't we do that? All right. Why don't you rent yourself a little community center? I'll go in there, talk them down in price, $50 or something, so you can bring these people in there. Abba, Father, Daddy, I'm just praying there's somebody listening right now. You're just depressed and oppressed, and you so much want to minister, but there's no mentors there for you. You've gone to a bunch of churches, but there just seems to be nobody there to help you with your ministry. Well, I'm just saying right now in Jesus' name, this hour, moment of time, you're listening to the right podcast, because I'm going to speak over you, prophesy over you, proclaim over you, and decree over you. This is an hour for you to start your ministry. You don't need no man to put you in your ministry. You just get your Bible. You just go out there, sit on the curb among them, and you start to teach them about the gospel. Teach them about the Jesus that touched you. Teach them about the Jesus that touched your heart and set you free. Tell them about the Jesus that you gave up drugs. Tell them about the Jesus that gave up prostitution. Go ahead, give them your testimony. That's all. Paul said, no man has ordained me. Our nation would be turned around right now if all the preachers that are supposed to be preaching were preaching, but they're not. Don't beat them up. Don't hurt them. Don't shame them. Don't give them guilt. Give them Jesus. It's the goodness of God that will draw them. You know that, and I know that. I just pray all the wounds in you will be healed so you don't wound anybody else. I pray you can be the father that nobody was to you, that Abba Father can minister through you to them, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this is your hour and moment of time. Go get them. Go get them. Go get them. They're waiting for you to come. They're waiting for a touch of God's love and His mercy and grace. Am I a grace preacher? You bet I am. Am I a love preacher? You bet I am. Am I a mercy preacher? You bet I am. So, well, I think 7 times 7, 70, you should forgive me. I do. Because you know something? God kept forgiving me and forgiving me until I got it right. Do I have it right yet? No, I don't have it right. I give it all I got every day. But I know this, His grace and mercy will be renewed tomorrow morning. I love you now. I just want you to be all that God has called you to be. You can email me at goodnewsagate.net, goodnewsagate.net. Jesus loves you, Abba Father loves you, and Daddy loves you. Abba Father, Papa God, Daddy, I always call my God that. Because you know something? I know I can crawl up in God's lap anytime I need to. Put my head against His chest and go, this has been a tough day. He'll take care of me. That's the Jesus I want you to bring to the people. That's the Jesus the people out there need. I love you. God bless you. Talk to you soon.